This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Trade union leaders from all over the world are attending a conference of the United Nations Commission on the Status of Women being held in New York. The theme of this year's conference is the role public services play in the struggle to create equality for women. One of the labor leaders attending the conference is Rosa Pavanelli. Ms. Pavanelli is the General Secretary of Public Services International. The PSI is the organization which represents public employee unions around the world. I asked Ms. Pavanelli why public services are so important in the efforts to produce equality for women.
Well, let me say first that public services are important to all human beings, men and women, because they are a means to reduce poverty. When we talk about women, they amplify the potential for women to access the labor market and to reduce inequality. We live all in a patriarchal system that has been also emphasized by the globalization, despite all the discourse about women. More and more, we see that right-wing governments are reducing public services, and at the same time, they're trying to introduce legislation attacking women's rights. Whether we talk about health, education, healthcare services, social care services, child care services, we talk about what women do every day in their life, taking care of family, taking care of all those around them, their communities, the children, the parents. And without public services, the burden of all this care work is on women's shoulders. This is why we think that public services are essential to women. We need also to consider that public services are very important to preserve natural resources, whether we talk about water or when we talk about renewable energy. In developing countries, are still forced to spend great part of their lives wandering around looking for water to provide their family of water or wood and other material to heat and prepare their meals. And when we talk about girls, the future generation, we need to be clear, they need public services for their education. The private has shown to fail in that direction, has shown that everywhere they tried to impose, even in developing countries, a model which is based on the private system, well, family cannot afford to send their children to school. And if they have to choose among women and men, a girl or a boy, they obviously choose a boy because that's the culture we continue to live in. That's why we need public services to ensure that women can have equality. We need to be clear, public services have been provided by public authorities, have been provided by governments. They are a responsibility of governments. And the more we propose policies that have this gender approach, what we say gender responsive public services, the more we can contribute to reduce inequality and to enhance the role of women in the society.
Why is the UN Conference on the Commission on the Status of Women important for labor leaders to attend?
Well, this is a forum that happens every year, and it's trying every year to address a specific argument that is related to the social, economical, and political conditions that are undermining the possibility for women to reach equality. All governments are here. Many, many actors in civil society as well, and workers with their trade union are participating in this conference. I think it's important because the United Nations recognizes that there's a peculiar aspect of inequalities that is related to women condition. I don't like to talk about women as vulnerable group. We are not vulnerable. The social and economic conditions putting women in a situation of vulnerability. But this is why I think it's important to have every year a conference that can address this system.
The Conference on the Status of Women is being held at the United Nations headquarters in New York from March 11th to 22nd, 2019.